First person shooter mode, we turning your song to a funeral. Tell them niggas to say they don't office, you better be talking about working in cubicles. Yeah, them boys had a lot,
like,
but
Drake.
I knew the code.
You don't like the Drake, hey.
I love the Drake.
How could you not like the Drake?
Who's the Drake?
Is good.
You me and Drizzy, this shit like the Super Bowl. Man, this shit done it big as the...
Big as the Super Bowl, but the difference is it's just two guys playing shit that they did in the studio. Niggas usually send they verses back to me and they be terrible, just like a 2-year-old. I love a dinner with some fine women when they start debating about who the GOAT. I'm like, go ahead, say it then. Who the GOAT? Who the GOAT? Who the GOAT? Who the GOAT? Who you bitches really rooting for? Like a kid that had bad from January to November, nigga, it's just you and Cole.
Okay, it is May, Drake May 1st, 2024, the Malcolm Go podcast, out of nowhere, out of the stratosphere, Tyler in studio, and guess what? Guess who's back? Wish I had my soundboard for my foghorn leghorn. It's Kenneth.
I wish you did too, but
from way down
I think
in
it was taken.
Texas. Texas KP is back on the radio with his good friend Tony and Tyler here in studio. And we are fresh off the draft. Your Gerard Mayo Patriots, they went out and had themselves a draft. And we're here to discuss said draft and whatever else has been going on since January. So anyway, KP, where you been other than the transgender surgery?
Well, that went well. Everything there went. It was done by a military
voice
doctor.
Still sounds deep.
Oh no!
Hormones,
oh, my voice still
said.
Well, not yet. They said that takes 6 months. Surgery went well in February. I stayed awake for it. That was fun, and I kept my cock in the jar. I kept it
formaldehyde
next to my bed. Exactly, and it is reversible. That's the good news.
Plug that thing right back on with Velcro.
That's right.
Where you been? What you been doing?
I've been. I am.
Every
in
time
Texas.
We try to pod, every time we try to pod, you flaked out on a consistent basis.
The whole thing was like becoming a military pilot was like, all right, cool. You get these really this cool uniform where it's like, yeah, I'm Top Gun. I didn't realize what came. Like, you gotta like study and take. Like, I have a test tomorrow. I thought they just gave it to you and you were in.
You text all day, every day. And every single time there's a photo sent of you, it's you with a beer and your feet up. I don't think
he
there's much going on.
He sent a video with his foot on the table. Yeah. I wanted to cut it off with a chainsaw.
Is there anything you're
it worried? Made me sick.
Him and his new fucking electric scooter with his helmet.
No, no. What? Hold on a minute. Tyler is asking
scoot, I got to scoot around base there, man. I got to scoot around base.
Yeah. Tyler, I believe Tyler was asking who can make a tee time this afternoon.
I said no.
Oh, I got it. I was out on the greens with Dom today. We shot a cool combined. We had 5 bogeys and a par.
Wow.
That's a day.
That's not bad for the boys.
See, I'm not a golfer, so I thought bogeys were bad, but you're saying I'm like they're good things for you.
Oh, yeah. I'm still at like, all right, I lost one ball today. That was a good day.
Not a bad day. I mean, what would you say your number is? Like, what are you shooting? On a full 18.
Your handicap. Oh. If we're going to do this, let's do it right. Your handicap here.
Well, I don't know.
It's a lot of numbers, but we're in the trying to break 100 stage.
Still at a hundo. So that what's that make you, like a 40 handicap?
Probably like a 35.
Okay. Because what's par? You usually like 68?
No,
70?
72.
No, 70, 72.
Oh, yeah. Always.
So I'm like a 30, I guess.
Nice. 102. I love that for you.
That's good.
That's probably where I am. I don't even play. I think I'm a 102.
Dom played for the first time with me, and he's the same as me.
Yeah, he doesn't have a golfer's body. The one video you sent me of him, he's like hunched over. It looks like his body's just going to completely give out. He had a club that was way too small. Like, he looks like John Daly. Like, he just missing the cigarette. You know what I mean? He was like.
Oh, yeah, the vape is. Yeah, the vape. He's right. Modern day.
That's a hog.
He's very liberal with his scoring.
Yeah, I'm sure.
He tees up 2 to 3 balls a hole, and then we'll hit them all, and then just decide, like, whatever's best.
Picks one.
That's what I'm going to go with.
He does, like, a solo yeah. scramble.
Exactly.
I like that move, actually. Yeah. It uses his foot wedge.
He got a
par. I know a golf term.
It was a par 4. He shot probably about 12 different balls, yeah. and he was like, all right, tap in par. That was a good hole for me.
Call it a 3. Mark it 3. Yeah.
We've all been there.
You mark it 3, you are entering a world of hurt.
Yep.
yeah, so.
It's fun, though. It's a good time.
I just can't, you know, whatever. I would love to do it, but I don't think I would actually like it very much. I've done it like 5-6 times. I'm like, you know, the idea is great, and everyone's having a good time, and they're watching videos. And like, I think people golf because they want to spend a lot of money for no reason. That's what I think most of it is. It's like, wow, I can get this scope. That shows you how far away from the green I am. And then I can go and get these gloves, and that's going to make me a better golfer. But nobody really is, like, there to golf. They're just there to get out of the house.
Looking at Dom's Amazon cart?
No, I'm sure that's exactly what he's doing.
There is a $350 range finder that's clipped onto his bag. He's like, I was good. I picked the second best one. I was
like, oh, my God. In the top 10. I mean, it's made by the same guy that gave Tiger Woods his driver, but... no, Dominic is, I'm going to call, I don't want to say he's a certain type of rich, but he's exactly a certain type of rich. You know what I mean?
He has every dime
that comes in goes right out to the most expensive shit you've ever seen.
This is the same guy that bought $1,000 pin. Same guy.
Yeah, he did have $1,000 pin. That was the fucking one of the most, that was, and you wonder why he literally has to rent out his actual place of living and live with Gina.
I mean, that's just prudent, though. Mm.
Smart in the long
run. Honestly, I think that's good money. He's just renting out his childhood bedroom. That's all.
The best part about the pen is that he had it, what do you call it, monogrammed, so you can't even sell it back or sell it to anyone. He monogrammed the pen with his dumb initials on it. I bet you he lost it. I bet you he lost that pen. Nobody on this podcast knows who we're talking about.
I had to help him move. It was one of the best experiences because you're like, oh, what's this?
One pillow.
It's like, oh, that was $480. I used it once.
Yeah.
What's this? Oh, I stand on it and it shakes. It's going to give me abs. It's never been used.
Can you imagine him on like some shaking mechanism? That would be if I got on it, I'd be like, if this ever hits the internet, I'm finished. By the
way. he is perfect.
Yeah. So,
but Drake May, on the other hand,
yes,
he can shake.
All right, I was all in on say a Jaden Daniels or Drake, and I was Jaden Daniels up first when they said Drake May was going two, and then when it was kind of up in the air, I was like, fuck it, take either one. And then as I got further down the line, I'm like, it's Drake May or fucking nobody. I was watching him, I'm like, he's 6'4", can throw a fucking rocket. He can run a little bit. He's only 21. I mean, there's no missing. You can't miss.
Have you heard him talk?
Yeah, and he's a country boy. He's big country, by the way. We got to develop a nickname for Drake that comes from this podcast. You know how Carrabas does it with all the Red Sox, and they take off? I mean, we need to somehow manifest some type of nickname for Drake May from this podcast. Big country is where I am at right now. Big country Drake May.
I think
Big Dick Drake.
Let's call him the clan leader.
How about that?
I don't like that one at all.
How about that? Him and KP have the same policy on their Instagram followers. You see that video?
No.
You guys haven't seen this?
No.
They go to Drake May's Instagram and they're like, Aaron Rodgers, he follows him. Herbert, he follows him. It's just like down the road, and then like CJ Stroud, nothing.
Yeah.
Dak, nothing.
I mean, he follows Lamar, only the white quarterback.
He only follows white quarterbacks.
He doesn't know what's happening. It's just white people and fucking gun content, ayahuasca content. I love it for him. You know what, Drake? You, buddy.
He's still. We went from Mac Muffins to May Missiles.
Mayday missiles. That boy is going to be slinging, by the way. I'm iffy. Not iffy. I'm more hyped on the fourth round pick, Baker, than I am Polk. Polk looks good.
We just got...
But Baker has got... He's got... I don't want to say this in a bad way. But we've invited the criminal element. This is what it seems like to me. Into Foxborough. in form of a wide receiver. It's not to say he's a criminal. It's just the element. You know what I mean? He's just got the certain. He's got that Brandon Spikes to him, that Terry Glenn to him. I'll say a lot of Maybe I put my foot in my mouth here. I don't want to say he's a bad guy or a criminal. I just want to say he sometimes puts off the attitude of someone that may be on that side of the law.
I could have interrupted you any point in the last like minute and 20 seconds.
You just watch me circle the drain.
Yeah, how do I
I've been saying for 20 years that we needed someone that was giving us a little thuggish back. You know what I mean? We had Brandon Spikes, and we're always
there
on the edge.
There it is.
You know, even Aaron Hernandez, when he played, didn't do it, though. Like he wasn't, like, out there, like, being a gangster much Instagram and shit, but...
You're looking for, like...
He was just being gay in the locker room.
He was discreet
like
gangster.
He was not as fun.
No, I think what you're kind of looking for is, like, that Rodney Harrison, like,
yeah,
I'm going to make a big play, and then I'm going to talk shit to you right after I do it.
Exactly what I meant to say.
And let you know it's going to happen again and again. Like, that type of...
We don't have any alpha energy.
We had zero edge on this team last year. There's no one that... I mean, Judon kind of has, like, a little swag, but it's, like...
Zero alpha edge is what I think.
Yeah,
I think that
it's,
Baker
like, pretty boy swag.
We don't have, like,
I think Keon White.
Keon White.
I think Keon has it.
Yeah.
He's, like... He's kind of like Marcellus Wallace, though, where he's like a quiet gangster that's like, you know, this guy's a fucking problem.
Oh, yeah, Pepper. Like, first of all, Peppers, we just need an offensive Pepper.
He is, but he's
that's
not a shit talker,
needed.
Though.
Yeah,
I don't know. I feel like he is. I feel like Peppers is a shit talker.
Bomber might talk some shit, too.
Again, in-game stuff, but you don't see him like talking shit in videos and like doing wild shit off the field. They probably do.
Yeah, it's a New England Patriots. We've had that like.
We are no longer the New England Patriots. We are a whole different organization. All right? We are the Mayo Boys.
Yeah, we're the Gerard Mayo Patriots.
Mayo Patriots. The Mayotriots. Okay? It's a whole different thing. It's Gerard Mayo says whatever he wants. None of it comes true. He just fucking says anything. He'll get behind his. Somebody said it, and I'm stealing it. I took it off Twitter. And somebody called his press conference table the table of kindness. And I thought it was the greatest thing I've ever heard. So he gets behind his table of kindness and he spurts off whatever the fuck he wants. He says, we're going to go get a quarterback. And you know what? We might trade back into the first round. And then you sit there and go, why the fuck is he saying any of that?
That was trading into the first round is one of the dumbest things you can do. We had a perfect pick at 34. A guy that if you take in the second round, you can keep for an extra year, and then everyone's talking, oh, they're gonna come back to get like two picks more. But like, it never made sense.
The only reason you come back into the first round, say you move up like two spots, is to get the guy for a fifth year.
The extra year.
You get him for a fifth year with the what do you call it? You get him for the
for fifth year.
Yeah, you get like the fifth year option.
I thought you get the 50-year option with the second round pick.
No, only first round.
No.
So he's automatically on the team for the fifth year. It's not
awesome. Automatic, but you have to pick it up.
No, like, with the second round.
No, you only get 4 years, everybody else. It's 5 years the first round with the, you know, it's four plus a fifth year option, and everything else is just 4 years.
I thought the second round.
Well, that's why Bill wanted Cole Strange.
No. The only thing is, like, there's no downside. It's better to you for you to have first round picks. That's why people try to trade up for that last pick. Like, if they're like Buffalo did it or whoever did it, Carolina, they had the first pick in the second round, but they jumped up one pick to get Leggett so they can get a fifth year option.
Ew, I thought it was the opposite.
Incorrect. So, anyway.
It's the most ridiculous thing you've ever said. Yes, picking in the first round is better than the second round, always. What are we doing here?
You know how, like, the D and the J, like, if you're saying them, kind of sound alike? Like, if you were going to say J or Day, they kind of sound alike coming in the first syllable. I was waiting for that J.J. McCarthy to come out of dumb Goodell's mouth. And I just hear him, Patriots select J, and I'm like, don't you fucking say it. And I fucking saw the name come up. I was so amped. I was fucking nervous that we were going to do J.J. McCarthy without a trade back.
I am caught. I wanted Daniels, and then we take May, and then in like the last like week or so, you just hear – like, I block out any good thing that's said about Daniels.
Nah.
And anything good thing that's
really?
Said. And yeah, I just hear the bad things about Daniels.
Yeah.
And any good thing said about May, I only pay attention to that. So I now do the, I'm completely reversed.
Like, the interesting idea, the exact opposite right now. After they picked May, I'm like, his feet are terrible. Did you hear Belichick? I was like, so Belichick did the greatest, like, he had the greatest draft fucking, you know, basically appearance ever. Him and Pat McAfee just, you know, talked about every player that was picked, but he was also breaking down their weaknesses.
It was, boy.
He, yeah, that should have been the
yeah, you had him. Thing. You had him and Nick Saban doing it as the greatest, the two greatest to ever do it. It's awesome.
For the last 2 decades, like every quarterback coming out, you're like, well, here's why he's most likely a Hall of Famer by his fifth year in the league. And you're like, all you see is the good things. And then he's like, all right, well, here's a few plays that they could just get better at. Yeah. Like, they're all talented, but here's what they
That's
do.
That's why fucking simple. Bill's like, his feet are a mess here. He's like, he's just like, you know, he just talks like his football coach still, like not like Mel Kiper. He just sits there, he's like, his feet are all over the place. Like, he's an athlete. He can make great plays that make blow your mind. They're like, you know, he keeps comparing himself to Josh Allen. I mean, we'll see about that. He's one of the best players in the league.
Yeah, he's a pretty special player, so easy with that one.
I was like, I don't know if Drake's ever said that. I mean, but okay, Bill. Do you think Bill would have taken Drake May there?
Yes, he would have.
Well,
to, I think that
really
if it was
pick.
Up to Bill, just Bill. If it was just
Bill.
But well, Bill's Patriots. Is he taking?
Nah, Drake Bill's May? Bill's no. take it. He's taking Marvin Harrison immediately.
I don't think he's taking Marvin Harrison.
I tell you who Bill's taking. He's taking who I want to take.
I think I know.
It
who you
was Joe Alt.
I think he would have too. I think he would.
Oh, did I want Joe? Oh.
I don't think he would have took him at three. I think he would have dropped to like
to five.
To five or six yeah. and took. Joe
the Giants would have had our pick at three, and we would have taken Joe Alt. And I was saying this back, I don't know, October of last year. I was like, I want the – I thought it was the Penn State guy was going to be the best guy.
Yeah, the same, basically.
We got – well, we got him. We got that
we
guy.
Did get a Penn State guy.
Yeah. But they kept talking like, all right, like, this is the best tackle draft in a decade. Like this
yeah,
is,
there was like six starting left tackles in the – or maybe even more. It might have been like eight starting left tackles in the first round.
That were going to be like legit. And it was like, if this feels like a tackle draft and these guys are this good, I was like, why don't we just go get the best one that – they say 95% of left tackles taken in the first round hit.
Yeah.
And quarterback is 33%. Granted, you're not going to like jump your franchise.
A lot of it seems
tackle.
To be with left tackles. It's size and speed.
Yeah.
So like if you're 6'6" – or, like, around there, and you're fast enough and have long arms, like, that's what everyone wants, with long arms, height, and some speed, like, you're going to be a successful left tackle.
Yeah.
Regardless of where you go or where you're from.
Where quarterback has so many variables of, like, you have to make sure everyone else around you is also good in order to be successful. Like, I feel like a bad left tackle could have not even have a coach, and he could be...
Yeah.
I mean, a good left tackle could have everything awful, and he could still be a predator. Like,
yeah. I mean, you're a fucking road grader and a pass protector at, you know, at your core. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't really matter what you're doing. No. You do those two things. Like, a quarterback's got to fucking change systems. He's got fucking a quarterback coach, an offensive coordinator, head coach. Yeah. He's got to read defenses. A whole different thing.
What I'm trying to say is if Joe Alt played for the Sachems next year, like, he could even be good on them.
Yeah, no, I have... They'd probably win 3-4 games yeah. next year with him at left tackle.
I still say he has trouble going into Gloucester, but... Yeah.
I mean, on the water, it gets difficult. There's a fucking nip. There's a nip in the air in late October.
But I was just heavy left tackle guy, but then, I don't know, you go out, you get Drake May, and then the receivers that they yeah. added, I'm like, all right, I can...
And then they didn't make like a... With it. They did do like
that
a...
Wallace kid.
They did a Belichick-type thing where they're like, okay, we'll take the other tackle from Penn State. But since the other – like, the left tackle for Penn State is, like, you know, first round, all pro, like, type player at left tackle, that's why this guy didn't play left tackle. But he can play left tackle in the NFL. So it's a very Belichick move to, like, take his – basically, like, his backup, and they're going to, like, fuck it. We'll start him at left tackle. He's never played before. You know what I mean?
It does. It didn't really feel that much different, though, from the drafts in the past.
No. The only thing was they didn't trade. They traded once, right? They traded back like yep. two spots to get Jalen Polk.
Yeah. And I did
You
like,
think Mayo had a panic attack that they were about to go white? They were about to go May to McConkey. And then he was like, We can't do that on the list,
to be honest with you. I think they wanted that kid Polk. Everyone says that like he was so high in NFL circles, like way higher than he was with like all these draft gurus. Like, a lot of people wanted him, like, early, mid-second round, where, like, the draft, like, the Mel Kipers and everything, and, like, any mock draft you had, he was like a late second to a third rounder.
Well, I do like that they're like, all right, we're going to go get guys who are good at football.
Yeah.
Like,
but, like, again, both receivers aren't, like they don't blow you away.
I mean, no, but they're just good.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, but they're yeah, but that kid, that second kid they picked, ran, like, game speed on the field at, like, the third highest top speed carrying a football.
He looks That's good. He looks player. Like a – he's got – like, he's, like, a faster – I don't even know if he's faster because he hasn't played in so long, but he reminds me of like Anquan Boldin, like Baker. He's big and just like he's built good. He's like 6'1", 205, but he looks bigger and stronger, and he just bullies corners. Like he's not going to
– Yeah, Tyquan Thornton is out. That guy's going.
Think
that
so? I don't know. Like here's the thing with that too, by the way. So you've got like four locks immediately. You got Polk, Baker.
No,
Bourne.
No, Baker's not a lock.
The fourth round pick.
Yeah, he is.
I know, but like.
You don't think he's a lock in the fourth round pick?
I don't know. No.
100% he's a lock.
He's certainly a lock to be on the roster. He's gonna have to do a Boutte move or something to get the Foxborough flip.
He'd have to get hurt in training camp. Only possible way.
Yeah, yes, all right.
The first four rounds are locks every year. Then you can start like, practice squatting guys. Always first four rounds. Like, they, you know, sometimes, like, you'll get an odd, like, third-rounder cut in training camp or a fourth-rounder, but it's very rare. And, no.
You got to move Juju. Juju, you got to get whatever you can get.
Douglas is our best receiver.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. You got Pop, Bourne, Baker, Polk. That's four locks.
Juju, you just said.
And then you got Juju is probably a lock.
Well, what else are they going to do? They have to pay him.
Right? Or Thornton. So now you got six receivers, and then you got KJ Osborne, who you gave a lot of money to.
I think he's a lock.
He's definitely a lock.
He's better than Juju.
So that's five guys. So you got like Juju, Boutte, and fucking.
Well, you have to figure Bourne is going to be on IR to something.
Well, and you got Rieger. You forgot Rieger, and that's
really. I mean, he's like a kick returner now. I don't know. I mean,
yeah, but Marcus Jones is back. So that.
Yeah, that's true. Marcus Jones is back, but does he return kicks? He returns punts. Plus, you don't even have any.
You can return.
You have like no cornerback depth whatsoever.
Yeah, we're in this shit. We're in the shit there a little bit. That was an odd.
I would have loved that, for them, instead of taking that guard, to take the top corner available. And for some reason, they took another interior lineman.
We have.
I don't know. The kid from South Carolina, so Dial's good. Dial will be good. He'll play. He's a big body. He's like a. He can play. He can play. He'll guard.
Mafi and.
Yeah, but.
Talking about the corner.
No. The corner Dial. He can like float around though. He can guard like a slot guy or a tight end. He's not going to guard anything on the outside. That's going to be an issue.
Well, that's what me. I mean, they needed a second outside corner and they didn't get one. So I think they got to bring back J.C. Jackson like somewhat quick.
What's wrong with John Jones?
Oh yeah, I forgot John Jones. I mean, I don't know. John Jones is always best in the slot, but he plays long man coverage like Tyreek Hill, but. I don't know. He's fucking also like 35 years old now.
So. It doesn't matter. You have Gonzalez locking down the one. You could throw Marcus Jones on a two.
So good.
Gonzalez is not going to man up Tyreek Hill, though. He'll probably man cover Jalen Waddle.
Yeah. Nobody mans up Tyreek Hill. Gonzalez, that guy is preposterous.
Yeah, he's long. He's freakishly athletic. He's smooth. He does everything good. Gonzalez is awesome.
I love Gonzalez.
The defense is fine. The defense is never going to be the reason they're bad.
Anthony Jennings
back. Josh Uche back, which was a shock. We haven't even talked about free agency.
No, Uche taking a team friendly deal to like approve it. I want a big contract deal. Judon.
I don't even know if
back.
He wants. I don't even know if he did it because he had a decent contract like out there, and he came back and he was on the radio today saying that like this is the only place he wants to play. All this blah 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 blah. So like. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe he fucking just wants to stay on the cheap.
When's Judon gone?
This is his last year.
So maybe he's like, all right, let me stay one more year and then I can get the Judon money if I prove it.
Yeah, but here's the thing is, Josh Uche is only good when he's paired with Matt Judon.
So Matt Judon, yeah.
When he's not the secondary rusher, he seems to be, you know, kind of
well,
not
he can be the
great.
Secondary rusher besides – Anthony Jennings.
Yeah, Anthony Jennings
is a
no.
horse.
He's an edge. He's an
Can
edge.
Can you knock it off?
Rusher.
First of all, Barmore got the bag. Love that.
Barmore, too, is perfect.
I love Barmore. I'm so happy he got paid. That he's going to be unleashed even harder now.
He could be like a 12-sack guy.
If he wanted to be, yeah. They never fucking let him do it. They took him off for all rundowns. You know what I mean? He wasn't even on the
field. And you've got Keon. Oh, Keon's going to have a
year. But Keon is like, he's a little bit more of a pass rush risk than Jennings. But he's like another one of those big bodies, like Trey Flower edges, where like big with speed and just manhandle you. He's not like a speed guy like Uche or Judon.
Are they? Yeah. What's up with Dietrich Wise?
I don't know. He's a captain, but like,
he's your team captain. You have to have that guy. You always are going
to
have that guy. It's football.
You have a guy that
he's your guy. 18
million that has 9 sacks a year. I mean, 9 tackles a year.
Like, I don't know, but I mean, you can't keep him around.
But he's pretty good.
It's also a different regime.
Yeah, but
like, you can get out. You can cut him and have no ill will.
We just named 6 guys that are better than him.
Yeah,
all make less money.
But he could be a depth guy, I guess. Like a depth. But he can't be starting. Like, Belichick had him starting constantly.
He was our third highest paid player on the team last year.
Yeah, that's preposterous. Like,
he was making $18 million.
He's not making $18 million. He probably makes like, I think he makes like,
it was like
8 or 9.
I think they must have moved his contract around to give him the money last year for some cap reason. Because he was making way too much.
He was getting like $8 million a year, I think, last year.
He had 4.5 sacks last year.
He's not a sack guy. He's like a tackle. I don't know.
$4 million a sack last year.
It's not bad. It's pretty good average. But like, yeah,
we're not going to talk bad about a hog. We're not talking bad about it.
Dietrich Wise inside for the old Lawrence Guy role. He's not stout enough to defend the run.
They have Gonchar. They have
Barmore still.
Is Euclid?
Dietrich Wise signed a 4-year, $22 million contract.
Yeah,
that's better.
$8 million.
Yeah,
a year.
That's where he needs to be.
Yeah. So I don't know. I love what they've done. They locked up Duggar. They locked up Barmore. Young core. That's what they needed to do for years. By the way, all Belichick guys.
I'm pretty sure they extended Bentley last year.
Bentley, Uche. Well, Uche only got 1 year, but he got extended. He got Uche, Bentley, Duggar, Owenu. All Belichick guys.
Now who's coming back too? Who had Mac Wilson signed somewhere else, right?
Arizona, yeah.
But who's the guy?
Yeah, he's gone.
Who's the other guy who got hurt in
Vala?
Raekwon? He gets hurt.
Oh, no. He's talking about the rookie. No. The rookie. Mapu. Mapu. Mate Mapu.
No, Mapu. I forgot about Mapu, but he's going to be good, too.
He's a
free
safety.
He came on at the end of the year.
He's a free safety linebacker type.
Yeah.
But people love him. And I was so excited. He, like, really popped in preseason. Didn't do much in the regular season, though. But I like how he played. He's kind of redundant to Duggar, but, like, I guess that's kind of the NFL. Like, he's a stout guy, but can also run.
Yeah, he's going to play like a lot of linebacker in passing situations.
Yeah, which is good. I mean, they've always wanted that.
No matter offense, we need a running back.
Why? They got Mondre. He's back. We lost our best receiver.
No, but
Ezekiel Elliott.
The Antonio Gibson signing was
under the radar.
Real big.
Yeah.
Because
especially Drake May.
Hey, James White.
Receiver in college.
All right, relax. Calm down.
He's a receiver in college?
Was he?
I love that.
I didn't know he was a receiver in college. He's thick-bodied.
Yeah.
That's why I wanted that fucking Malachi Corley and the Jets got him. That's the guy I wanted. He was my guy. If I have a list of my guys in the draft, he was like number 2.
If you gave me a piece of paper and you're like, all right, you have to write down the names of all the Patriots guys that just got drafted.
Yeah.
I don't think I could get anyone's name right past Drake May.
Yeah, I mean, I can get...
I don't know his first name.
Jalen. I don't know how to say it. It's like fucking J-A-Y.
Jalen.
I don't know. J-A-apostrophe-L-Y-N-N.
Who'd they draft third after that?
Their guard.
I don't even know.
He's from Texas A&M.
Yeah.
Should have been a corner.
No. They drafted the kid from Penn State third, I thought.
Sorry, yeah, the right tackle and then the guard. You're right. So they drafted the
kid They went tackle, guard, receiver.
Correct. Yes, I was wrong. As previously stated, correct. So, I mean, they did the right thing. They loaded up on offense. I mean, they didn't even give barely a look to defense. They drafted a corner, and that was it.
I think we all like what happened with the draft, but I think we have to get into this Dynasty documentary. We talked about this?
No, but again, I haven't watched it. I've read all the reviews, and, you know, people are clamoring in the Discord, discord.com/MalcolmGoPodcast, for me and everyone to have a drunken like watch-a-thon and break it down. I mean, I'm more than happy to do that. But here's the thing is it's still fresh. It's still real to me, damn it. It's like I can't get over the fucking Belichick Brady thing being over, and I'm not ready to like hate my team, you know what I mean? So I'm like, I still have the idyllic like the face of kids that love their parents so much before they find out they're like selling fentanyl, you know what I mean?
If you want to like get a like what really happened in those years and the two runs, go watch the Edelman podcast. Watch it with him and Ty Law break down like how him and Brewski and Lawyer Malloy used to handle practice.
10 times better.
Harrison. And like Edelman talk about like just Belichick and the team and everything like that. And he's like, this Kraft shit is so bullshit. It's like, he's
but
sick.
He comes out and says like, oh, I had nothing to do with it. It's fucking your name is on it, you fuck.
He said he didn't get a hand job and massage parlor. They caught him with the girl's hand around his dick.
Like, he didn't say that, did he? No. That wasn't part of the documentary. First of all, that's one of the reasons I like him most. Like, don't fucking start denying stuff like that. I mean, hey, have you noticed the new addition to the studio, by the way? Have you seen the new addition to the studes? Over here.
Wow.
Yep. It's a little letter from my pen pal.
That is touching.
Yeah. So, KP, do you have a picture from your pen pal hanging up in the studio?
Yeah, my from Portnoy, where we DM'd.
Not Portnoy. I've got a letter sitting here next to my picture of a framed Sports Illustrated Teddy Bruschi autographed photo. Next to it is a white cardstock letter, which I framed myself. Blue Sharpie, addressed to me. Just in the upper left, it says, Foxborough, Mass., whatever, 000. P.O. Box, whatever, and it just says, initials B.B., and I said, what could this be? Open it up. A nice little thank you note from Mr. William Belichick sent to me, my pen pal. Yep. Best part is it's on Patriots letterhead. Not up to date letterhead. It's missing one Super Bowl. It's the 5 Super Bowl card stock, which is fine. I'm not offended, William. Thank you for sending me anything. He respected the 204 enough to send me correspondence, and it's now framed in the studio. Breaking news.
People are saying that this is very similar to when Santa's elves.
No, it is not.
I'm not saying. I think
look
that's
at that handwriting. It's a goddamn fucking match.
I think that's an authentic Belichick, but I'm just saying.
Get it? Get fucking Rick Harrison down here. And he'll fucking tell you right away. He'll get one of his experts. He'll get one of his fucking Vegas experts. He'll fucking verify it right in front of you.
I'm just saying, Tyler,
does it look photo printed over there a little bit? I mean, like a little generic?
Take it out. I can take it out for you right here. You got to get the white gloves.
So here's the thing. We all know that there was a prenup in the Linda divorce. And she needs a job.
Yeah.
So that does kind of look like a female's handwriting.
Listen, I wouldn't even be offended by that. The fucking signature is 100% him. It's on Patriots card stock. I even saved the goddamn letter.
Hey, I believe you. I 100% think that's authentic Belichick. I'm just saying there's people out there, mainly Frankie, who said this is a Santa's elf situation.
People are jealous.
They're jealous.
People are haters and are jealous, of which there are many. But listen, number one is that is genuine, and I will not. I've already destroyed all evidence of what I had sent him. Because I knew it was going to come up. And I deleted the fucking originals. It's off the hard drive. I scrubbed my hard drive like I was fucking the guy from The Who. The guy that had all the fucking child porn. What's his name?
We need to talk to Ann and get into your iCloud. Because it's definitely somewhere.
It's gone. It's gone for good. It was very much, just trying to strike up a friendship. As men of similar ilk do.
Well, no, none of us saw the letter that Tony sent to...
Nor will they ever. Only Bill Belichick
has it. That's the weird part. I need to know if Bill has that framed or if he burnt it.
I'm sure he's got it framed. It was a touching letter from a true fan that let him know his true feelings about, everything.
I heard the original letter Tony said the ink was smudged because of the tears.
The tears.
Streamed down his face as he was
trying to write. I wrote on the envelope, SWAK, sealed with a kiss. But, like when, like the Y or like old Gumas would send like fucking letters to their soldier husbands or boyfriends with fucking, and they'd spray it with perfume, like fucking grease. You know what I mean? They'd spray it with perfume so they'd smell them. I sprayed that with my Drakkar Noir for fucking Bill.
This was letter number 48 that Tony sent to Bill.
No.
He was like three away from it being a Stan situation.
Malarkey. I sent one letter, and I shit you not, three-day turnaround. Maybe four-day turnaround. I sent that bitch on a Friday, not expecting to hear back. I think the next Thursday, I had a letter in my mail.
Tony was two letters away from taking his whole family, packing him in the car. And
listen, I went to bed happy as a clam, knowing that I sent my good friend a letter of, you know, congratulations on a career well done and a job done well. Okay,
How many selfies were in there? Selfies. Were in the letter?
No selfies. I enclosed nothing but a letter of congratulations. No, nothing. You know, I mean, I did get a little emotional in there, but what are you gonna do? You can read the letter. You can deduce what I wrote. He wrote back and wrote to my letter, basically.
We got something here. The Discord
wants us to. I just
wanted
to say that
too.
The greatest coach of all time and I are pen pals, and he wrote back to me in 3 days. Like, that's not a normal thing that should happen to people.
It is when you have a screen printed response that you send to people. Yes,
rejected,
it is.
Rejected. He wrote about my letter in his letter. And it's
all you
in
think
blue
a 100 people did
only an alpha fucking writes on cardstock in blue Sharpie, which doesn't exist.
Oh, see,
who has blue
this
Sharpies?
Is so gay.
Why is it gay?
I have the anyway.
You're gay.
We have,
you're
in the Discord,
gay.
In the Discord, somebody wants us. I don't know if I'm able to do it. If they want us to disavow that we're no longer a pro Mac Jones podcast,
I was never, not, has been disavowed.
How are we also just going away? We can't just go away from Tony's letter this quick and just start talking about these heathens in the Discord.
Well, I looked at the Discord.
I finally found the Discord yesterday, by the way. Did anybody notice
that? That was shocking, by the way. I started scrolling through. I'm like, you guys all talk here forever.
Never stops.
Yeah. The only thing I was like, I don't know if I need another place I can access KP's thoughts.
No, when KP's on there, he's troll to the umpteenth level. He's gone so anti-Belichick in all forms that he's been banned from multiple group chats.
This has to be some
I just can't.
Some sort of military training.
Yeah.
No, look, I'm a big Bill guy.
Me, really, is what it's doing.
I'm a big Bill guy, but like we are ignoring the fact that
I'm his pen pal.
Yeah, I don't think he says the same on his podcast.
KP says he's flying.
Wait till the book comes out.
He says he's flying planes for the military, but I'm pretty sure like we're like, oh, we have all these like Twitter bots like that are attacking our election. KP is definitely like attacking, you know, Russians on their Twitter.
Yeah.
He would be perfect.
Hacking.
For it. Yeah.
I would be good at that.
You would just hack the worst, most inane Southern insults. Goddamn chickadilly. God, fucking slick as a pig. You slick as a pig.
He controls both sides of like the Russia political system to start a Russian civil war. That's his troll level at this point.
So let me get into this real quick about Bill. He was gone after next year if they won the Super Bowl. It didn't matter. They all said that. So
you
could have
shut it down and retired on top. Whole different story.
Yeah, well, if you're bad for 5 years, it's just time. Like, it just objectively is time.
They weren't bad for 5 years. They were in the playoffs 3 years ago. Then they lost.
Going progressively, getting progressively. We were the worst team in the NFL last year.
Again, and I'm going to – no, they weren't. They were better than Carolina. They beat fucking five teams. They beat Denver.
Oh, never mind.
They beat
we're
Denver.
Better than Carolina.
They beat Denver.
They beat Denver.
It'd be Denver.
Hey, here's a question.
Yeah,
right
Russell
now.
Russell Wilson's fucking garbage. I'm going pee, but y'all keep talking.
Okay, he's only one of the most winningest quarterback of all time. What?
What? Nothing. Who would you rather be, us or Miami?
Miami.
No.
In what terms?
I would rather be the Patriots going forward than Miami.
I mean, I don't think Miami's ever going to win the Super Bowl with their current coach and roster, but maybe they get an AFC championship out of it.
I don't think so at all. I mean, they got worse. They lost.
Well, they lost a lot.
How we signed our whole middle class of the roster, they lost all those guys and had to sign. They always say if you sign guys in free agency, they're more expensive than the guys you have.
The Patriots destroyer, Andrew Van Ginkle, fucking, he got signed away. I mean, I was happy to see him leave the AFC East.
They lost a couple DNs. They lost
a couple linemen. Yeah, a couple linemen. But they still got. Their offense is pretty much intact. They added Jonnu Smith, That's their a big
offense who scored, what, 6 points in the playoffs?
Yeah, again, that was fucking from the outset. It was like negative 1,000 in Kansas City. I was like, they have no chance. I would have put everything that I owned on Kansas City covering that game.
I mean,
we scored 6 points in the playoffs. We even sniffed fucking double-digit wins the playoffs. Yeah, I'd rather be Miami. They were in the playoffs.
But you wouldn't have said that like last year about us, about the Patriots, after they went 8-9. Yeah, I did.
And Mac Jones is somehow had Mac Jones in the top eight quarterback. Yeah,
is that an air? Is that an air fucking raid?
I'm praying his.
It's my dry.
Is that it's air my raid?
I was praying his hand got caught in a blender.
Lost that fucking pilot hand. Doesn't matter. No, presses autopilot. All it does is press autopilot anyway. It wouldn't even matter. Do it with your elbow.
Bill wanted to trade Mac Jones. After year two, when he showed up fat, and they're not talking about that.
He showed up fat the day he got there, by the way. The
picture what do you
with
mean
him
showed
the,
up? Yeah,
the picture with him in the in the Alabama locker room after they won the national championship with his shirt off, and he was fat with a cigar in his mouth. I was like 80% out at that point. I was like,
none of us were ever out. We were convinced.
We were an anti-Mac Jones podcast after the start of last year. We did it. I got destroyed on Reddit.
Oh yeah, you got attacked.
I got fucking attacked on Reddit by these super fans who said
I can't say the same. I was pro Mac till he left last week. So no matter.
You're not pro Mac until they traded him. You were out on. We were all out on Mac. We wanted him to come back and play instead of the stupid what's his face. But we were all done with him.
I wanted.
Yeah,
Zach
I would have rather
two. You could just tell.
No, Tyler. Tyler wanted Zappy.
Wasn't it that anyone was better than anyone? It was the team hated him.
Yeah.
You listen to him call the plays, and then she was like, he's probably like, all right, Z left, Y out, 3-4. And then the
come
offense.
Come on, let's go, guys. Let's get energy.
The offense went, I'm going, Z left, Y out, Y out. As they walk into the scrimmage.
Tell us another one, Mac. Tell us how to run another play, Mac.
Yeah, now they got big.
No,
big
country.
Big country
is a leader
now.
Of men.
Now we're living right.
He seems like a cool dude.
Yeah, a man of men. He was a fucking. His brother won the national championship in basketball. His other brother played college baseball at Florida. Won a natty. I mean, it's a family of national champions and athletes.
I didn't realize Luke May.
Imagine being 21.
I didn't know who Luke May was.
I saw him play in college.
I knew.
In North Carolina. He's a walking bucket?
He's a walking bucket.
Is he the one that plays in China now that, came back for the draft?
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, 6'4", 6'4", with a laser rocket arm, that's what you need in New England.
We just needed a quarterback that you could see his tricep muscle.
Yeah, anything. Any muscle, really.
That's good. I like that.
Mac is just a slob. And he'll end up getting he'll be a 15-year backup.
He's perfect as a backup.
Yeah.
No.
He should
no,
be
no,
like
no,
he
San
could
Fran.
Be like a starter. Like he could be like a spot starter, like a Jacoby Brissett, and probably win you 3-4 games. But he's never got a long haul quarterback. He's
the people saying that if Mac was in the San Francisco offense, he could do what Purdy did are the dumbest people ever. Mac can't do anything physically. He can't scramble. He can't run. He can't break a tackle. And he can't reach the sidelines with a pass.
Yeah, his arm, the thing about Mac was it was always, okay, he's smart, he's intelligent, and he knows who to throw it to. Which those three things, or smart and intelligent, same thing. So those two things, yes, I agree. He's intelligent and knows who to throw it to. The problem was that his athletic ability could never match that. He could throw it he had to throw it fractions of a second earlier than any other quarterback would have to even anticipate the area. You know what I mean? He has to be a snap ahead of fucking Tom Brady or two snaps ahead of fucking Mahomes because he has to know he doesn't have the arm talent to throw it into tight windows, consistently with his brain.
And how long did I say
Can I say one thing? I will say nothing hits Mac like Jones, a muffin. No, nothing hit like a muffin just floating for 8 seconds and actually being caught, though.
Yeah, the problem – yeah, it happened a lot. I mean, the first year he got there, he threw a couple lobs, and I was like, what the fuck? One of them – I remember one clearly. though, like, it was a touchdown pass to Hunter Henry that was, like, short, but it was, like, in the air for, like, I'm not even joking, like, an hour and a half. It floated over a linebacker and fell short of the goal line, but Hunter Henry, like, dropped to catch it. And I was like, what the fuck was that? I was like, it's working, but, like, I don't even know how. Like, he's just like, Ephus pitches for real, but, like, they even went in slow motion. Like, he's throwing passes forward, but why are they so slow?
The one that I remember was against Dallas. He threw it, like, 37 yards in the air and 65 yards high, and Kendrick Bourne caught it and ran it, like, 70 yards for a touchdown.
Yeah,
though, I'll never forget it.
Right after a pick six.
I remember the ones in Dallas where there were two pick sixes.
I was in Germany when I was watching that game. I said, all right, I'm going to go to sleep. I forget what time it was. It was like fucking 3 a.m. I'm like, what the fuck is this? I got through one quarter. I was like, they were down 30-0. I was like, okay, I don't think they're going to make a comeback here. Rough. I mean, listen, Mac gave it his all. He just didn't. He doesn't have the leadership qualities to go along with his brain.
He's a pussy.
He's a bit of a pussy.
If they were to do that trade that the Crafts blocked, and got rid of Mac and signed Baker, could the Patriots have made the playoffs last year?
Was it Baker? I heard they wanted to get Will Levis or whatever his name was.
No, they wanted to sign Baker as a free agent last offseason.
I would have signed Will Levis based off his date to the draft. I would have drafted him. Based off of that. I said, okay, what the fuck is going on with this fucking kid? Is he shitting me?
Are you shaving?
He's acting
right
like
now?
This is some type of fucking amateur fucking podcast. We're fucking having a real goddamn show here. Fucking guys have an ear raid sirens.
Imagine having, like, takes as bad as he does.
Yeah.
And then thinking you can still shave. Hey,
third mics can't fucking have buzzing going on in the background.
That's what the third mic's for. That's my whole job.
I was eating too. It's like fucking.
What about?
And it's probably some like.
You think?
Like,
do you think?
Yeah.
It's like
I got the crunchy kind. Still got the burnt ends. You know, man. You really fry up that.
Do you guys think?
The best part about it is just
getting. You think we're kicking the tires? New era. New era. New quarterback.
Fuck up.
We're kicking the tire. I think Mayo's going to kick the tires
on
the Kill Harry.
Like, you're going to get fucking muted and booted from this fucking group chat, too.
It's just an apple.
Doesn't matter. That's the worst thing. That's the worst thing to chew.
Horse face, idiot. Who the fuck eats an apple? That's the worst thing you could eat. Just an apple.
Hold on.
Well, so I've been eating animal based. I've been doing just the meat and fruit thing. I hadn't shit in 5 days, so I texted my family. I was like, "How do I have a bowel movement?" And they said, "Eat an apple." So here we go.
They just said meat
and
fruit.
Who the fuck texted mother? How do I take a shit
at 30 years old?
In their 30s. Mommy, I can't go poo-poo.
It hurts. I need the Desitin for my hiney.
It's Google.
Ask your girlfriend. You whip up some Bush's baked beans. You have a Chipotle. What are you worrying about?
Can't eat baked beans. Meat only, boys. Meat and fruit.
Meat and fruit.
What are you doing? You trying to get in shape for something?
But for the impending war with China, I want to be fit when they bury me.
Look good in their dress blues. But they have, I don't get the fruit part. Carbohydrates and sugar, and then meat.
I'm just eating like your ancestors. Look, I saw it on YouTube. I'm not that fucking
I do my
small.
Own
I
research.
Like,
I do my own research.
Eating like your ancestors, except all our ancestors died at 34. Like
18 years old with an 8-year-old wife.
Go back to the caveman diet whenever we got cancer when they were 9.
I got lymphoma and fucking ate too much pork. I don't know. We'll see.
I did meet a guy, so our sim instructors are all old men.
Room to room. It's psychotic. Like, I can't even. I'm just watching him on the video, and he's going room to room to room to room. Like, what is.
And the old man.
What is going on?
And the old man told me. Old man told me, he said,
old man,
yeah, I was stationed in camp. He was. He was stationed at Camp Lejeune for the first 15 years of his career. I said, oh, no.
They have dirty water or something?
What does that even mean? What is that story?
I think there's some type of lawsuit.
That's the water. That's a gigantic lawsuit.
We're not in the military. Yeah, we're also
say something. There's no context to that story.
Tyler and I've seen it because I sometimes will watch daytime TV, but like if you're not watching The Price is Right, you have no idea what he's talking about.
Well, a lot of times when I go to work, I usually take 128, but occasionally I'll cut through.
I could cut down to 95 if it's quicker, depending on, you know, if the tunnel's
traffic,
closed.
But then schools are like, no, the worst story I've ever heard.
Ever since the Big Dig, it's been, you know.
He's like, yeah.
This is like.
He's just going to fight him a weed whacker.
It's fucking. It's insane. This is like the most out of crazy, like fucking. I feel like I'm high, but like the fucking. Killed himself. He's acting like we're fucking players in his play. It's insanity to me. He's on my goddamn podcast acting like we're fucking actors for his entertainment. I have
gonna
pop up on the screen with a hammer and a nail. I'm just hanging the picture just the loudest possible thing.
Oh. Sorry, I was just eating potato chips.
Wait, can y'all hear me chew?
Yeah.
Can you hear me chew the apple?
No, I can't hear your fucking tidal wave mouth. Of course I can hear it. I can hear everything that's happening in your house.
We heard fucking, you shaving 2 minutes ago.
Fucking guy. This is like a 20-year-old reference, but there was a TV show 20 years ago called Fear. It was on MTV, and it was basically just like a bunch of like, I don't know, early 20s or late teenagers were sent to like haunted areas and at night, obviously, they had to stay there, and there was like a safe room, and then one guy would wear like a body camera, right, and it was on his like chest, and they would have to go like figure out where they are, but it's completely in the dark, but you're seeing them like in nighttime, you know, nighttime vision. But like the point of view that of those guys like running through the haunted like asylums is exactly what I have of KP right now. It's just like his face like bopping up and down, left and right, like going 200 miles an hour, nervous. That's exactly what, nobody gets that except for people that are 50 like me.
He's working on his boat motor right now.
Hold on, let me see, get a pull start. Hey, John, you got any oil? You got any WD-40?
Jesus Christ.
I'm just watching some Cuomo doing a pod with the boys.
Is that like the guy that wasn't he fired for having abs of steel?
Yeah, but now
he was very mad.
Now he's on News Nation.
He
made
it very funny. Somebody called him Fredo, and he said that it was like and he said it was like the N-word for Italians, which I thought was one of the funniest things I've ever heard. Because I've never once heard someone called Fredo. I have, but it's never been fun like used like that. I don't think.
Yeah,
that was a good time. But So, yeah, I mean, I'm excited for the team. I'm pen pal. Bill Belichick is my pen pal. Things are looking up for you boy here. I got my Tom Brady Day tickets. I hope everyone goes. I mean, they're going to sell the stadium 68,000 large for 6/12/24. I'm hoping for a good show. Maybe a band. I think there will be a band.
You get that coming up.
I think Bon Jovi's going to play.
See, the roast makes me nervous. Athletes and comedy doesn't mix well. Like, you can get, like, the random guy, like, Blake Griffin can do it. Or, like I think Edelman will do well. Fucking guy. Unbelievable.
JJ Watt.
Fucking kidding me. It sounds like a horse.
He can't wait, like, 3 minutes to finish his fucking Granny Smith.
I'm trying to poop here.
It's not going to help you, by the way. Apples do not help you poop. Lettuce. That is fiber.
Why don't you just drink the tap water?
Yeah, exactly. Go fucking 3 miles from your house and drink water out of the sink. You'll be fine. You'll be shitting out of your
Rio. You mean I could walk down to the Rio Grande. They probably got something down there.
Take
for
a sip
me.
Of that. It'd be fucking dead body blood in there, but that's neither here nor there. So I don't know. I get nervous with the I get nervous with the athletes doing comedy. Like, you remember, like, the famous – I don't know, I think it was Donald Trump, actually. I mean, like, Mike the Situation had to do it. And it's you just sit there and you're like, ugh. Like, it's hard to, like, you get so, like, just cringy in your body, like, get such bad douche chills. You know what I mean?
Because they're cool. Athletes are cool and cool. No one in comedy is cool.
Well, I know, but they're smart and can do comedy. But, like, Mike the Situation can't do comedy. So when he's bombing, it's like, ugh.
Even
like,
to athletes, it's going to be bad.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I think, like I said, Julian Edelman, I think, will be good. Like, I think Bledsoe would be good because he's kind of charismatic. I think actually Belichick will do good too.
But like good for.
So, do you think any of them are going to do bad?
Good for that. Not like a real roast, but like when they'll have like Jeff Ross and right and like probably I think Bill Burr is going to do it too. So like they'll have like Boston comedians doing it. But like yeah, when Gronk gets up there, it's going to be it's always hard for me to listen to Gronk talk. Usually, like 90% of the time, I'm like, ugh, what's he doing? Like I get secondhand embarrassment. But, you know, it's going to be even harder to listen to him try to do jokes because he has no timing whatsoever. Like, these guys have never had to be funny. I, as, like, a six and a bad athlete, have always had to try and be funny to do anything in my life.
Yeah, they all have boss energy where they're, like, the boss, a lot of times if they don't realize that, like, everyone just laughs at their jokes because they have to.
Or they're, like, super athlete. Like, yeah. Exactly. Like, nobody cares. Like, you're really bad at telling jokes, but, like, you score a ton of touchdowns. Yeah, so, exactly. I like that. Yeah.
Dom's going to be thinking he's the funniest person in the world again.
When he watches that, he's like, I can do that. Yeah. Fucking somebody told me a funny story. Actually, I heard it on the bonfire. It was, I'm big, like, the world's biggest Patrice O'Neal fan. And he was, like, Big J was, like, his good friend. And he was saying he called up Big J, and he was in, like, Topeka, Kansas. He's like, well, just watched the Lisa Nampanelli special, so that should be pretty much it for her, huh? And Jay was like, no, I think she actually signed on to do a pilot and do some TV work with Jim Carrey. And Patrice says, yeah, maybe I'll just quit. I still think he's the funniest guy ever.
That's hilarious.
The greatest conversationalist of all time. Like, yeah. And radio, listen. Like he couldn't do it. I don't know. Like I don't know if I could do it every day. He's just so deep and he was so deep and intellectual with everything and had the world's most outrageous opinions on things that like you wouldn't even think it would take you. I mean, I can't even say it would take you because it's an impossible thing. He was the most original thinker I've ever heard.
Yeah, I dated this girl when I was like 22 and going through like the Patrice O'Neal and O&A catalogs and like completely ruined the relationship.
Yeah.
Because I was like, no, listen, bitch.
You gotta let me cheat on you.
Yeah. And she's like,
go on, get some side. You gotta get some side.
She's like, what's wrong with you? None of this makes sense.
No. I remember all that stuff. I mean, we're kind of burning out here. I mean, what else is there to talk about? I mean, you gonna watch the Dynasty ever?
I don't know. Probably not.
I mean,
it doesn't sound good.
Everyone hates it. Like Ty Law hated it. Edelman clearly hates it.
The players.
He talks shit about it constantly. Yeah. You McCourty, would think Slater.
The players should love it. The players should be like, oh, that was awesome. They retold the three Super Bowls we won. Like
exactly.
It was none.
It was
of
awesome.
That.
Like they definitely. Like formed that like it was literally going to be like the Last Dance Michael Jordan thing, and it was not even close. It was just shitting on everything bad or just telling the story about everything bad that happened. And the fucking idiot director came out and was like, well, that was kind of the idea. Everything good's already been told, so we're going to tell the other stuff. Well, fuck you then. That's not the way it should have been.
But the whole part of the Last Dance is like the enemy was the GM and the owner. Yeah. So like everyone hated the GM and the owner, and everyone loved the team.
Yeah.
And everyone watched the team win, so they loved the players, of course. And this one was like, you guys actually shouldn't like anyone except for the owner.
The owner's really great. He kept everything together. That, you know, who really sucks is that coach guy.
Yeah.
Because he's not, he looks real grumpy. I'll tell you when he wasn't grumpy, when he was writing that letter.
And it was like, a lot of it's like, he wasn't a good GM. The players you put around Brady sucked. It's like, what the fuck? Like,
he got the bare minimum. He got minimum guys to give their absolute maximum, and then Tom Brady took it the rest of the way.
Imagine being on a team that won the Super Bowl with Brady, and then Kraft's coming out basically being like, well, it was Brady, and the rest of you guys were bums, pretty much.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of how he pitched it.
Yeah, it is. I mean, Brady got what he needed to win Super Bowls. It wasn't, let's overdo it. When they did overdo it, they fucking lost the Super Bowl, so... You know, I mean, it proves he could do it with lesser guys. And I say lesser guys to an extent because fucking Edelman, Gronkowski's, again, now everyone always fucking just writes off the fact that they drafted the greatest tight end of all time.
In history.
For 10 years they had him. It wasn't like they had just bums. They said, because they compare it to, they only think receiver when you think weapon. They never think Rob Gronkowski.
If I hear one more person say, Brady never had a true number one, it's like, Edelman's the best postseason receiver maybe ever.
Yeah.
And Gronk is the best tight end ever. So
Gronk is as good if any, you know, moving the chain, any statistic you want, changing a game as Jerry Rice was.
If you had to pick one, like, do you want Jerry Rice or Gronk?
You
probably have to go Gronk because of his blocking.
He can do both.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, exactly. He can do two jobs. Gronkowski can also catch 1,500 yards and probably have, you know, in his prime, say he has no injuries, you know, third year Gronk, 15 touchdowns, like 1,800 yards as a tight end and block the fuck out of the fucking defense.
Insane. It just absolute mismatch. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's absurd.
Put that season up against any receiver in history, and it's better because he blocks also in the run game. Never came off the field.
I mean, they also brought in 100 reception guys constantly. Like, Amendola had 100 receptions.
Brandon Lloyd
had 100 receptions. Like, they had these guys, they brought them in, and they Cooks, another one. Like, they brought guys in all the time.
They did. It's just they never extended guys. They never gave them longer-term deals. And people just like to whine about minuscule shit. They won 6 Super Bowls. Like, maybe 2006, if they had, like, another receiver, they could have beaten, maybe they beat Indianapolis. I mean, Indianapolis was the only threat. If they fucking defense held the second half, they wouldn't have won the Super Bowl, because there's no way they were going to lose to Chicago.
I'm telling you right now, one of these groups that's on these college campuses decides to go down to Foxborough and start a protest, I might go down.
Hey, listen, free Palestine, you know what I'm saying?
I have enough of these crafts.
Yeah. I'm cautiously optimistic. Like I said, I can't hate on my parents that brought me up. You know what I mean? The Krafts, the Belichicks, the Bradys. I can't get negative on them just because I feel like they're my family. I can't feel like they would stab me in the back like that. Like a guy that literally built you a goddamn city, you know, with his wins, and you're going to go and stab him in the back, like not let him get an Atlanta deal, like that fucking story that came out. Like
he wasn't nice to you.
He's arrogant.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. He was too busy fucking winning constantly and making you a zillion dollars while you paid him, you know, sure, you paid him probably 3 times as much as the average coach, but he also was the GM, and he was also doing fucking, you had 80% less coaches to pay, and you have a fucking free city now. Now you got a free city with a fucking Foot Locker and a goddamn Garth Brooks bar or whatever the fuck it is. I don't know. We'll see. But I'm excited for the season. When should I expect my jersey, KP? Because there ain't no way Drake May's starting week one.
I'm certain he will. Yeah, they said the same shit about Mac with Cam Newton. They didn't draft him third overall. Yeah, you have a better quarterback.
You have a better quarterback, but you also have a team that's not ready to even attempt to win.
But Drake May is ready to win. CJ Stroud, it's all the same shit they said about CJ Stroud, and he was the shit. He was the man.
Mac was the best he was ever going to be when he came onto the team. That was like he's already hit his peak. Yeah. He could do everything that he was ever going to be able to do.
You're right. He never could.
Never ascended.
No, he never got better from that day.
But he didn't really get – I mean, he kind of got psychologically worse, but he was always the same-ish.
Yeah, he made stupider mistakes, but he could never, like, physically do anything better.
Yeah.
He but couldn't –
Brissett's,
like,
good.
Yeah, Brissett's good enough to win – with this defense, he could win 6 games, 7 games.
Yeah.
Fucking, we're so delusional on this podcast. True. It's crazy.
How many close games did they lose that were
like Buffalo got worse. Miami got worse. The Jets are better, but that's and Aaron Rodgers is a fucking.
Are they? Are the Jets better? Aaron Rodgers was about to be the vice president or run for vice. What are we doing?
We had 2 quarterbacks that both had Down syndrome playing for us this year. We're gonna be better this year.
Yeah, they'll be better.
If they had Down syndrome, where do we fall on the spectrum? We had Mac top 10, and you had Zappi as the top 5 backup. Where are we on the spectrum?
They're up there. That's no one's questioning that. We're just not starting for an NFL team.
Yeah. Who knows? I mean, we'll figure it out. But I, for me, I still don't think that Drake May is starting at all. At this season, he's going to be a back. He's going to be a second half guy in blowouts until maybe he's going to get a start in like after the Patriots are eliminated. Like, I can't see him. Literally, the most exciting part of this year is going to be preseason, watching Drake May and Joe Milton throw the fucking ball out of Foxborough Stadium. He's going to be playing catch with the fucking keeper of the light, Joe Milton. Have you seen this fucking guy's arm?
Joe Milton is the worst. I watched him, SEC guy. That guy is the worst quarterback on the planet.
I don't expect him to be a quarterback. I expect him to be a sideshow. He's like a Harlem Globetrotter.
I think he's a perfect practice squad quarterback. Huh. Like, hey, do your best Josh Allen impression.
He's literally... Somebody, one of my friends on Twitter called him Scam Newton. It's my favorite thing. Because he's just giant Cam Newton. Can't throw, but he can fucking fire the ball 800 yards. Fast and giant.
He's going to be perfect. He's perfect to have on the
They need to transition, transition him to a tight end. He's fucking
He's
huge.
Our Hail Mary guy. He's our Hail Mary guy.
He could literally throw a Hail Mary from the 20 and get it to the goal line. So, like, might as well. Like they used to do that with Michael Bishop. They can do it with Joe Milton. He didn't even throw his arm out. He throws 70-yard bombs in his sleep.
Remember we had the ball at the 40 at the end of the half? They took a knee. Fucking. So, and Matt couldn't reach the end zone.
We're not going to reach. We're not going to reach. We're not going to reach. Matt had a decent – I mean, Matt can throw it like 55, 60, but like – just not.
And what fucking it,
I've seen him do it.
The wind, the tail wind.
It has to be like sunny and like perfect weather, no wind whatsoever. So I don't know. It's funny though.
Mac Jones is a fag, and Mac Jones is in Jacksonville.
Oh, Jesus Christ! Oh my. Here we go.
If I had my soundboard, believe me, you'd be in big trouble right now. All right, hey, listen. Well, you'll hear from us again soon. It's the Malcolm Go podcast, May 1st. Follow us on Twitter, Malcolm Go Pod, at what the fuck is it, Brady Disciple. You know, Discord, talk to us all year. It's always the funnest. Discord.com/Malcolm Go Podcast, I think. And then, on what the hell's the other thing? On fucking Patreon, Patreon.com/Malcolm Go Podcast. Help out. Be friends of the show. Be good friends to you, and we love you. Go Pats, go.
Do your job! Alright, don't try to make too much out of it! Just do your job! 7-8 months ago, right? All for this moment! It's about honor! It's about respect! We win this game, your honor! Your kids are honored! Your family's honored!
Stack receivers, two to the right. Russell Wilson extends the hands he has. Wilson, quick throw. And it's intercepted! Intercepted! Malcolm Butler! Butler has it at the one! Malcolm Butler!
And Warner goes back to throw, and here's the blitz by Mike Brady. The back is set to go, snap ball down, kick up, kick is on the way, and it is good!
It's good! It's good! Adam Vinatieri booms a 48-yard field goal, and the game is over, and the Patriots are Super Bowl champions! The Patriots are Super Bowl champions! The best team in the league!
Hey! Did it!
I love you, man.
Did it, bro. I love you. I love you. You're
the greatest quarterback in the world, man.
Hey, I love you, man.